your views on Islam then, and Islamic religion, and this whole question of people wearing burqas. What is it that you were saying?
Well, let's get the point clear first. Religion was brought up, and I suspect the reporter was trying to get at me about the Brethren religion. And I said, the way I look at things, and I was always taught when I was young, that the Lord's word would be spread in many ways. And I've always stuck to that policy myself. And simple as ABC, I sit on the fence. I'm not a practicing religious person. I am a Presbyterian. And I tolerate all religions. No ifs or buts. And then when it got onto the burqa thing, I said I did have a little bit of problem with the simple fact that there was two ladies who went to court with the Islam religion and wear those burqas, and I found that a little bit strange. If you live in New Zealand, you should fit in with society. And that was about the beginning and the end of it.
What are you saying about the women who are actually wearing burqas? Because you've quoted as saying that they may be walking around the street, you know, hiding guns under them.
Well, I think that's stretching your imagination completely, and the reporter got a little bit excited by the sounds of things. The point is, I did quote that in a lot of banks, a person of any religion or any breed or whatever can't walk into a bank with a helmet on, hiding their face, or big coats hiding guns. And they've tied the two together, and I think that's just plain naughty of that reporter to do that. So I'm just saying that when they come to this country, they surely should fit in with society, and if they're not happy, well, go back to your own town, if it's your own land, if it's a better place.
Right, so do you think they should be wearing burqas then?
I have no problem with wearing burqas in a normal situation, but I have problems, if you look at it logically, if they go into a bank, as I just said, or if they go into a court or something in those situations, they should be tolerant of our type of living and not wear them.
So you've got no problems with the people wearing burqas and hiding things under them?
Well, the regular New Zealand, the Maori, Pākehā, whoever else is a New Zealander, we're allowed to put a coat over our head, we're allowed to put a coat over our shoulders, we're allowed to do what we like. We are a free country, and walking down the street, there's nothing to stop us doing that. But in certain circumstances, like going into a bank, you can't walk in with a hood over your head or a helmet on. And that's where that remark came from. And I think that should apply. So the burqa should come off if you walk into a bank. I mean, that's just not right. And then especially that case when the ladies wouldn't take their burqas off going into court. I mean, I just found that's a little bit out of place. Nothing against Islam religion, nice people. Just, that's all, simple as that.
Right, okay.
And I'd welcome if any Islam religion priests or whatever they call them give me a ring about it and I'll explain it quite clearly.
Yeah, so the reaction that you've had from Muslim organisations, I mean, they're saying that if you're not tolerant about their religion...
But I am tolerant. I just said that the Lord will spread his word in many ways. So I am tolerant, more tolerant than mostly a lot of people. So the two are getting twisted. Nothing should get in the way of a good story. And I find that offensive in itself. And by doing that, you've obviously aroused, not necessarily you, of course, but others have aroused the Islam religion people. And I just find that intolerable, actually. But this is the way life is in being a politician. But as I said, they're welcome to ring me and I'll explain it in full.